جزاك الله يعقوب صاحب. May Allah Ta'ala reward you and give you ajri azim for your input and inspiration this morning. جزاك الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب, السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. مفتی صاحب,
انشاءاللہ ریڈی, ایور ریڈی. وعلیکم السلام ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ.
مفتی صاحب, یو ہیو اے گڈ سینس آف ہیومر ماشاء اللہ. مے اللہ تعالی, یو آر ملٹی ٹیلنٹڈ سبحان اللہ. ارلی ان دی مارننگ ٹو انسپائر ٹو میک پیپل کرائی اینڈ اسمائل, انڈید اٹس اے گفٹ فرام اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی. Please advise if a child with autistic and hyper or Down syndrome children, is fidya compulsory upon these kids? They cannot fast. Jazakallah khairan.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Before we respond to that question there, first thing I want to address all the brothers, sisters who are going to sit for i'tikaf here in South Africa, Southern Africa, India Park and wherever, where your last 10 nights will commence tonight. So make sure you are in the masjid, in the mosque before Maghrib time, before sunset time. Go to the Imam, Asr time, Zohar time, whatever. Go to the Imam, the Honorable Trustee, Imam, whoever, and ask them, tell me what is the boundary of this masjid. Because some places they don't even have boards. So this is the duty of the Honorable Trustees and the respected Imams. Even today, go and put boards in your masajid, in your mosque, that this is the masjid boundary. So then the mu'takifin, the brothers who are sitting for itikaf, will know that I must be within this boundary and cannot leave here except for human need. We have to go and relieve ourselves, or shari'i need, and our need according to the sharia and divine code. For example, Allah forbid a person had ihtilam, wet dream, what have you, and now he has to go for ghusl and take a compulsory bath. You can't be going for shower and all these type of things there. It's not a holiday, you know. You sisters, before you start your sunnat i'tikaf, you must designate which room is your mu'takaf, the place where you are sitting for itikaf, and say this room, that room, whatever it is, and then you know exactly. Allah Jalla wa Ala tests people in different ways. Quran Sharif states, وَبَلَوْنَاهُمْ بِالْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيَّاتِ. Sometime Allah Jalla wa Ala gives us almost everything we relish and cherish. So that's a test. Will we make shukr? Will we be grateful or not? وَبَلَوْنَاهُمْ بِالْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيَّاتِ. And sometimes the children are autistic, sometimes they Down syndrome, sometimes they're hyper and what have you and what have you. So now that obviously the parents facing these challenges, so you father, mother, what must you do in those cases? So we should do this for all our children, but more so for such children. Read chapter 46, Surah Ahqaf, the beginning of the 26 Jews, the 26 Supara, and verse 15:15. Remember that verse is long, so look in the middle, you will find these three, four words. Wa aslih li fi dhurriyati. Ya Allah, bring about reform, bring about piety, bring about goodness and healthiness within my progeny and children. Chapter 46, Surah Ahqaf, the winding tracks, and the beginning of the 26 Supara, 26 Jews, verse 15, and there you will find it. Now this is the what you need to understand. That son, daughter of yours is 14, 15, 17, 18, but their condition is such that they are, you must remember, Down syndrome, autistic, whatever you. So are they considered aqil or not? They are baligh, they are mature, that you know and I know. But are they aqil? Aqil means, will you consider them sane or not? So if they're not really in control of what they're doing and so forth and so on, so that's a test and a trial from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So in a case like that, that siyam will not be fasting. Fasting will not be compulsory upon them. Hence, there won't be any fidya, any payment, nothing to make if they fall in the category of those who are not aqil because of the challenges and problems they are facing. So that is the underlying factor that you need to understand.
Mufti Sahab, I want to know why people with the surname Sayyid cannot receive zakat.
Remember, it's not to do with the surname and so forth. You're in the Arab world and there they have Sayyid in the starting also. Mona Salim Karim hails from Ladysmith, and all our Ustad, Mona Salim Karim's Ustad, our Ustad, Hazrat Mona Ismail Abdul Razak Rahimahullah, when he used to come to Darul Uloom, Newcastle, he had very good ta'alluq connection and contact with Hazrat Mona Qasim Sema. He, Maulana, used to just walk in the class. He say, "AK, what you teaching?" I say, "I'm teaching this." He will take over the lesson and he will say, "Come, I teach you what I learned by Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Mona and Ahmad Madani Nawar Allahu Marqadahu, what I learned by Sheikh Al Arab Wal Ajam, Sheikh Mawlana Izaz Ali, and so forth." So he would mention all these giants of Islam and so forth, you know. So remember that he used to tell us that there in Egypt, everybody is Sayyid. So if they address him, they said Sayyid Ismail Abdul Razak. So Sayyid today in the Arabic language means master, like you see, Ya Sayyidi, O Master, O Master, and so forth. So Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for the Ahlul Bayt and the Sa'adat and the people whose family really belongs to the household of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, for them their income and so forth will be from the booty, from the Mali Ghanimat. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّمَا غَنِمْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَأَنَّ لِلَّهِ خُمُسَهُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ. You see? So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us in the Noble Quran, the beginning of the 10th chapter, that Almighty Allah has made other arrangements for them, and that is from the booty, from the spoils of war. From there they will get their share and so forth and so on. Today this Ummah has left jihad and so forth. So if we want to help the Sadat and we want to help them, so فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ خُمُسَهُ وَلِلْرَسُولِ وَلِذِي الْقُرْبَى. So there's it there. So Almighty Allah speaks of this in chapter 8, the beginning of the 10th Jews, and verse number 41. So therefore they're not allowed to take zakat. Why? Zakat must be given to the 8 categories mentioned in chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 60. And remember that is what the rich people will give to the poor. If you look at it logically, if I gave you my zakat, so you, whether you admit or you don't admit, you will feel indebted to me. That, you know, this person gave me 1,000 rand, 5,000 rand. My hand will be on top, your hand will be at the bottom, because al yadul ulya khairum min al yadi sufla. So this will be one way disrespecting the Alun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the family of the Master alayhi salatu salam. Allah ko ye gawara nahi. Allah does not want Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's family to be considered second class. Nay, we will give them for the best of the best, and that is Mali Ghanimat, the booty and spoils of war. Understand the rationale, the beauty, the glory of Islam.
Mufti Sahab, can we start giving our fitrah from today, or do we have to wait for Eid morning?
No, give now. See, again, maqasidu sharia. You should look at the hadaf and the ahdaf and the aims and objectives of sharia. Farada Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam zakat al-fitri. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, who passed away in the year 68 in Taif, Muhammad bin Hanafiya, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's son, who was a tabi'i and a successor and not a companion of Nabi alayhi salam, he performed the salatul janaz and the funeral prayer. He said the Master alayhi salam made compulsory sadaqatul fitr, zakatul fitr. Why? Tuhuratul lisa'im min al-lagwi wa rafath, to purify us. So all the wrong things we saw, we heard, we spoke about, min al-lagwi wa rafath, and wa tu'matal lil masakin, and to empower the Muslim brethren, the poor ones, and so forth. Give them now 40 rand for you, 40 rand for your wife, wife before you pay for your wife, tell her, oh Poppy, oh darling, I'm paying this amount for you. And you got three children, mashallah, minor children, so you pay 200 rand. So in that way there, you give to the poor Muslim family and tell them this is a gift for you. You don't go tell them this is zakat or fitrah, and so this is a ED for you. This is a gift for you. See how happy they will be. They'll be elated, delighted. So in that way, they can already make preparations for Eid. They also want to wear nice clothes. They also want to have a sumptuous meal and so forth. And we know, yeah, in South Africa, we don't say 100%, but we'll say 80%, 90%. Inshallah, inshallah, Eid will be on the 11th of April, the Thursday. It could be Wednesday, but most probably it will be Thursday, 11th. So rather give it now, mashallah. Today is holiday, so mashallah, tomorrow also is holiday. So your leisure time spent in the pleasure of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala.
The Imam in my masjid says the shower is within the masjid boundaries. Therefore, in i'tikaf, you can take a shower anytime you want. Is this correct, Muftizad?
It's not correct that. You can't include shower and toilet and all these kind of things in the masjid and so forth. Remember, it's bi'adbi and disrespectful. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Iyakum wa ta'arriyah. Islam is all about hukuk and hudud. Hukuk, the rights and obligations, and hudud, to work within the parameters and boundaries of Islam. Hukukullah, the rights of Almighty Allah, our iman, our faith, our salat, our prayer, our siyam, our fasting, our zakat, our mandatory charity. So that are the rights, obligations of Allah, not a million rights they are. The rights of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to bring iman and faith in the master, to love the master alayhi salatu wasalam the most in the creation, to respect the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to emulate him. So all that are the hukuk, the rights, obligations of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon me and you. Hukukul Malaika, the rights of the angels. He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Iyakum wa ta'arriya, that you must abstain from nudity. Fa inna ma'akum man la yufarikukum. So remember that with you at all times, all places, there are that creation who don't separate from you. So now today you included the shower in the masjid. Tomorrow you'll include the toilet also in the masjid. So we don't agree with that. And what will happen to the i'tikaf? The whole i'tikaf will become one big jol, one big party, and one big carnival attitude. Every day the youngsters and others will be going for a shower, we're going for dust. Say we operate a tic-tac lage, we must look tip-top condition. That's not the aim of i'tikaf. I'tikaf is that today, before you go for i'tikaf, you clip your nails, you remove your unwanted hair, you take your shower, your bath, everything. You are going to the King of Kings and to plead by him, Ya Allah, I've come right to your threshold, I'm right in your house, and I'm begging you, beseeching you, petitioning you, Ya Allah, Jalla Wala, daytime and nighttime, that give me Laylatul Qadr. You mention Laylatul Qadr in the noble Quran, chapter 97, and that's what the whole aim. So when you start doing all these tricks and skaldakhari and hilas and bahanas and shortcuts and loopholes, the real essence of i'tikaf is lost. So we don't accept that, with due respect.
This is a sheikh from Libya, Sheikh Sadiq al-Tirani. He issued this fatwa by saying that, Mufti Sahib, do you agree saying multiple umrahs are not necessary now? He says aid and assist that to Gaza should take precedence. Do you agree with this fatwa, Mufti Sahib?
100%. Remember, we agree with the first part or the second part, depending how you want to look at it. I issued this fatwa a long time ago. I said that for all of you who have performed your first hajj, all of you who went for umrah and Madinah Munawwara, you should be the ones. Now leave, you've been to Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, mashallah. So why you don't go to Aqsa al-Mubarak yourself? If you can, go there. And then you will witness what's really happening and unfolding in Palestine. The apartheid we experience in South Africa is 100 times worse there, remember, by the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel, and backed up by America and Europe and the white hegemony. So they still want their colonial rule and imperialism and so forth. So that is what we advocate. Secondly, if you can't go there, then send money there. You're going to spend 50,000 for your Umrah. That same 50,000 you could send to Gaza. You could send to Sudan. You could send to Kashmir in India. You could send to Burma. You'll get much more reward. And from another political angle, that why we say people got Farz Hajj and so forth, then you must go. But for Nafil Hajj and Nafil Umrah and voluntary and so forth, remember second time, third time, fourth time you want to go. So I'm asking you, is your aim really Umrah or Hajj, or is really a shopping spree and a holiday and so forth? So life is all about Al-Aham Fal-Aham, that what is the most important thing we should do. So now we may be addressing, you know, people are starving there, and the apartheid regime of Israel and America getting exposed and humiliated to the whole world. So when you go for Umrah all the time, Hajj all the time, you're propping up MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, and his regime. So yes, we agree with that fatwa of Fadilatul Sheikh Hafidhullah. Last question.
I have $5,000 in my possession over 20 years. How do I calculate zakat on this?
So let's say that 5,000, you must remember, we just take round figures, right? So now that $1 is what? Is 20 rand. So now $5,000, so will be 100,000 rand. Okay, we just work on that. So in a case like that, so 1 year will be how much? 2,500 rand you will have to pay. So if for 10 years you have not paid, so you'll have to pay 25,000. For 20 years you haven't paid, so 50,000. So easy, it will work out like that. So that is the zakat that's compulsory upon you, and pay it now. Immediately, at tasrifu min ash-shaytan, delay, procrastination is from Satan and Lucifer. Today, inshallah, 2 to 4 Q&A with Mohana Khalid Yaqub, inshallah. And 10 to 11, you listen to the Legal Eagles and listen to our attorneys and our barristers and what else you call them. I must remember, procureur in Afrikaans, so you want Mufti Ibrahim Smith, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan to you, Maha Salim Kareem. Allah Jalla Allah bless you and your family for all the sacrifices, and inshallah, Allah reward everybody. Don't waste time and kill time now. We're entering the last lap, inshallah, the last 10 nights from tonight. So inshallah, yes, use our time productively and constructively. Wallahul Muwaffiq, Allah give us all tawfiq. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.